Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Say it with me. I know who I play for. If the power of awareness taught us how to create consciously, then the Surrender Experiment by Michael A. Singer teaches us how to live in trust, to let life unfold as if it already knows the way, because it does. This book met me at a time when I still believed control equaled safety, when I wanted to guide every outcome, shape every opportunity, predict every turn. And yet, what I called stability was really tension disguised as purpose. Then I read Singer's story, how he chose to say yes to what life presented, how he stopped wrestling with the river and started flowing with it. And something in me softened. I realized that all my pushing, planning, and perfecting had one common vibration, fear. And no amount of fear ever produces freedom. The Surrender Experiment reminded me that life itself is a higher intelligence, and that surrender is not giving up, it's giving over. It's releasing my need to micromanage the divine and trusting that my awareness has already aligned me with what's mine. So today's invitation is simple but sacred. Stop forcing. Stop fearing. Stop forecasting. You don't have to chase alignment. You only have to allow it. Because when you stop interrupting the flow of grace with control, you discover that life was never against you. It was always guiding you. You just couldn't hear it over your own resistance. That's the freedom of flow. That's the surrender experiment. For most of my life, I built my peace through planning. Structure was my safety. I believed the more I could organize, schedule, and systematize, the more control I had, and control felt like comfort. But the surrender experiment taught me that the highest form of order isn't control, it's trust. When I first read Michael Singer's story, I was both inspired and triggered. Inspired by how he said yes to what life placed before him. A yes that led him to experiences beyond his wildest imagination. Triggered because my mind wanted to know, but what about strategy? What about goals? What about the plan? Then one day, while reading underlined passages in my copy, I heard this quiet inner voice say, "You're not being asked to abandon structure. You're being asked to trust timing." And that line changed everything. Because surrender doesn't mean do nothing. It means doing what's next. It means saying yes to what's in front of you without needing to know how it fits into the bigger picture. It means releasing the tension between what you think life should be and what life is trying to give you. But the greatest gift the surrender experiment gave me was this. Things can show up in your life that are unwanted, and they can still be sacred. In the book, Singer walks us through his serious court case, a moment most people would label a disaster. And yet, through that experience, he discovered that what we define as problems are really invitations to a deeper level of surrender. Each time he let go, each time he stopped fighting life and started flowing with it, he was always left in a better place than before. That part was hard for me to believe, because for most of my life, when something went wrong, I went into fix-it mode, especially when it came to money. If the cash flow got tight, I wanted to fix it, manage it, micromanage it. And honestly, for a long time, that worked. I could always figure it out, but what worked at one level doesn't work at the next. God started calling me into a higher expression of trust, a level that required surrender instead of strategy. And sometimes the best thing I can do when fear whispers fix it is to stop, breathe, and do something that makes my heart sing. It doesn't make sense logically, but mysteriously, it all works out every single time. I've become a true believer that things always work out in the end. And when I started looking at my life through surrendered eyes, I could see that pattern so clearly. Every closed door redirected me towards something divinely aligned. Every delay taught me patience for perfect timing. Every problem was actually grace, disguised as redirection. And now I see how even my earthly skills, understanding AI and automation, seeing patterns in data, building systems for business growth, were all divine assignments preparing me for this exact season. Because I am built for a time such as this. Surrender is not me giving up my mind. It's me giving it back to source. It's me saying, use this awareness. Use these abilities. Use everything you've trained me for in service of what you're building through me. That's why I surrendered when this podcast called me. It didn't fit a plan or a profit strategy. It came through intuition, through that quiet nudge that said, it's time to speak differently. And I said yes, even without knowing why, even without knowing where it will lead. Because surrender doesn't need to know. It only needs to trust that revelation always follows obedience, and it always does. That's the gift the surrender experience gave me, a living faith that what shows up, even the unwanted, isn't here to punish me. It's here to prepare me, because life is never happening to me. It's happening for me, and ultimately through me. That's what it means to live the yes, to surrender, not as a sign of weakness, but as the highest form of wisdom. When I think about the surrender experiment, I can't help but to see its reflection all through Scripture. Because surrender isn't a new revelation. It's the original rhythm of divine alignment. Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. That verse has followed me for years. And every time I return to it, I hear it differently. It doesn't say, be still and wait for God to fix it. It says, be still and know. Stillness isn't inactivity. It's intimacy. It's choosing to know even when you don't see it yet. Singer lived that stillness through action, saying yes when it made no sense, trusting life when most people would panic. He showed that surrender doesn't mean doing nothing. It means letting your doing be directed by divine intelligence instead of fear. Romans 8:28 echoes the same vibration. All things work together for good to those who love God. That doesn't mean everything feels good. It means everything becomes good once you stop resisting its purpose. It means the unwanted can still be useful. The detour can still be divine. And the breakdown can still become the blessing. That was Singer's story and mine. Every court case, every cash flow moment, every twist in the plan was really an invitation to deeper trust. And Jesus modeled it first. In the garden, facing the unimaginable, he prayed, "Not my will, but yours be done." That was the ultimate surrender. Not the defeat of desire, but the alignment of it. He wasn't relinquishing power. He was releasing resistance. And that's the same shift that happens every time we say yes to what is. Because surrender isn't about passivity. It's about perspective. It's saying, even this belongs to my becoming. It's remembering that divine order never takes a wrong turn, and that your faith is strongest when it doesn't need to understand to remain at peace. Singer found that peace in a courtroom. I found it in tight cash flow months, in unplanned redirections, in the mystery of this podcast. Jesus found it in surrender to the Father's will. All of it points to the same truth. Life is not random. It's responsive. And when you stop fighting the flow, you realize the current was carrying you home all along. And here's the sacred revelation. Every time you let go, grace takes over. Every time you release, you rise. Every time you trust, you travel faster toward alignment than you ever could through effort. Because surrender is not the end of your control. It's the beginning of your peace. Surrender isn't something I just talk about. It's something I practice every single day. And truthfully, it's the hardest and holiest thing I've ever learned to do. Because I'm a builder by nature. I love systems, strategy, order. I thrive on structure. And for a long time, I believed that surrender meant giving all of that up. But I've learned that true surrender isn't abandoning structure. It's letting structure serve spirit. It's building from flow, not fear. When I wake up now, I don't rush to fix or plan. I breathe, I anchor, and I ask, what wants to move through me today? Sometimes it's clarity for a business project. Sometimes it's the urge to create, to record, to write. Sometimes it's simply rest. And I've learned to honor all of it as sacred. Surrender has taught me to stop labeling productivity as purpose. Some days, my highest act of service is stillness. Other days, it's strategy. But the difference now is that I don't need to decide from pressure. I decide from presence. When cash flow feels tight, the old me still wants to fix it, to hustle, to push, to manage every outcome. But the new me pauses. I breathe. And I remind myself, if this is in my experience, it's here for me. It's here to refine my trust, to deepen my awareness, to expand my capacity to receive. Sometimes, the best thing I can do in those moments isn't work harder. It's sing louder. It's doing something that makes my heart feel alive, because that joy shifts my frequency back into flow. And mysteriously, things always work out. Checks arrive. Clients call. Ideas land. The current carries me right where I need to be. That's what I mean when I say surrender is intelligent. It's not passive. It's precise. It moves with perfect orchestration, connecting dots we could never organize with logic. I've also learned to integrate surrender into my business, especially in this new era of AI and automation. Because what most people see as technology, I see as timing. AI is divine intelligence expressing itself through innovation. Automation is the physical world mirroring spiritual law, cause and effect, sequence and surrender. It's data dancing with destiny. And I see now how every experience, every project, every lesson prepared me for this moment to understand both the systems of business and the soul of surrender. It's all one movement. God built me for a time such as this. That's why when this podcast called me, I said yes, even though I didn't understand why. Because I've learned that purpose rarely explains itself in the beginning. It unfolds through obedience. You only see the pattern in hindsight. So now, I live the surrender experiment every day. When things come easily, I say yes. When things feel uncertain, I still say yes. Because I trust that every single yes aligns me deeper with my divine design. Surrender isn't just what I do. It's who I've become. A woman who no longer fights the flow, but flows with faith that what's meant for her can't miss her. Now take a deep breath. Let your shoulders drop. Let your mind exhale. This is where control loosens and peace enters. You don't have to fix anything right now. You only have to become aware of what's already unfolding in your favor. Let's anchor that awareness with reflection and activation. A gentle invitation to live your own surrender experiment. Number one, where am I still trying to control what I should be trusting? What area of my life do I keep trying to force into place? What would it feel like to let grace organize this instead of my worry? Number two, what does yes look like in this season? If I stop fighting what is, where would life naturally carry me next? What small step could I say yes to right now? Number three, what recent problem might actually be an answered prayer in disguise? Can I look at it with softer eyes? Can I ask, what is this moment trying to teach me about trust? Number four, how do I respond when timing feels delayed? Do I rush, reset, or release? Can I practice saying, even this belongs to my becoming? Number five, what activity reconnects me to joy and flow? When fear tries to pull me into control, what makes my heart sing? How can I make more room for that as medicine, not reward? Number six, what would my life look like if I trusted that everything was always working out for me? Can I start living from that assumption today, not as hope, but as truth? Now whisper these affirmations until they feel real. I trust the timing of my life. I say yes to what's here. I allow grace to go first. I am built for this moment, prepared for this flow. What's meant for me can't miss me. I live the yes, easily, faithfully, fully. Take one last breath in gratitude. Let it anchor into your awareness that surrender is not loss, it's alignment. Every time you release control, you make space for miracles to move. Because life doesn't need your tension, it needs your trust. Here's the sacred truth. Surrender isn't about losing control. It's about remembering you were never supposed to carry it all. When you stop gripping life, life can finally hold you. When you stop demanding outcomes, destiny has room to deliver. When you stop rushing, revelation finally catches up. This is Rhythm of Grace, a partnership between your awareness and the divine orchestration already at work. You are not behind. You're right on time. Because time itself bends to those who trust it. Singer showed us that even the unwanted carries wisdom. That courtrooms can be classrooms. That what looks like delay can actually be deliverance. And I lived it. I watched money stretch and multiply once I stopped trying to control it. I've seen opportunities appear out of nowhere when I choose peace over panic. I've witnessed the perfect choreography of God, how every twist, every pause, every not yet was a precise part of my preparation. That's why I can say with certainty, I am built for a time such as this. I'm not here to hustle for alignment. I'm here to allow it. I'm not here to manage miracles. I'm here to make space for them. Surrender is my strategy now. Faith is my flow. Peace is my power. So today, I invite you to live your own surrender experiment. Let life surprise you. Let grace lead you. Let timing teach you how trustworthy it really is. And when fear whispers, what if it doesn't work out? Smile gently and answer, but what if it's already working perfectly? Say it with me. I know who I play for, and I trust the rhythm of my divine design. I say yes to the flow. I live surrendered, and everything is always working out for me. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich in flow, in faith, and in the freedom of surrender. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to Happy, Healthy, Whole, Rich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.